Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about our good buddy, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, joining us on the show again. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, organization I've been a member of for almost 25 years. He is a former member of the Temple University staff, former dean of the head of the whole business school there, and he's the guy who produces the Small Business Optimism Index, or the Index of Small Business Optimism, as it says here, right here in front of me. And he's been doing this now for more than 40 years, came right out of elementary school working on this. And it is the gold standard, folks, for what small business owners are thinking, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his outstanding work. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. How you doing?
Good to have you back, Bill, as always. So, as I've said many times over the years, Bill, you've been with me now for, golly, coming up over 14 years now. We celebrated your 14th anniversary last month. All these years, I've used the term, we might not like the numbers, but we're starting to like the trend. Can I say that now? Is it okay to say that now?
Well, if 3 months make a trend, you can. And you have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So we've had, unfortunately, looking at the index, you know, it is the highest reading since 2007. Which is kind of good news, although in late 2007 the index was falling very fast, warning that we were going to go into recession in 2008. But you know, in the expansion, we've had quite a few periods where we would start a trend, like early 2012, early 2011, and then we would, of course, fall off. And so I'm hoping we're not going to fall off this time. I'm betting we're not going to fall off this time. June's going to come in with another okay number, and we'll keep moving toward at least the average.
So we're talking March, April, May as the three-month trend, right?
Right.
And March was the last month of the first quarter, obviously, which reported negative growth.
Negative GDP.
So how is it that the small business has April and May? I mean, was January and February that bad and March just kind of changed everything? What do you think? How do you put those things overlay
yeah.
those two things?
Well, Jan, February, and March were not great readings. Remember that was the winter.
Yeah.
And so GDP did suffer, and optimism suffered a little bit. But not as much as the GDP did, mm-hmm. interestingly mm-hmm. enough. So that's, you know, one of the reasons that we think the GDP number is kind of an aberration for the first quarter. It's going to be revised down again, so it's going to be a lower number than we saw. It's going to be like -1.5 or -2.
Wow.
Which is really a pretty substantial
decline. Well, time out, Bill. It was originally -0.1. You're saying it might go down 2 points?
It was 0.1.
Right.
0.1.
Right, negative.
Then it went to -1.
Okay.
And now it's probably
wow.
going to go to -2.
That's pretty deep.
It is. But you know, things seem to be holding up pretty well. So if we look at, you know, April and May, they were much better. So I see that a number of my colleagues are forecasting as high as a 5% growth rate in the second quarter. I think that's really reaching. But, obviously it will be positive, and it will be, more back in the 2-3 range.
Bill, is it possible that, you know, over the years, we've all said, I remember we talked about years ago, that the stock market for generations was considered to be a leading indicator of the economy. Well, we now know that that's no longer the case. As I've said many times before, the stock market now is merely a leading indicator of itself. But is it possible that small business, that your index and what small business owners are doing and saying, that could, and in my opinion, should become the leading indicator index for what the economy is doing?
Well, let's put it this way. It's certainly less impacted by what Washington is doing than the stock market is. So now the stock market is, I mean, because of the heavy intervention of government and in our markets, you know, you don't know what prices you can believe in anymore.
Well, exactly right. Plus the fact that small businesses, I mean, it's not going to be an emotional indicator like what the stock market is, and it's not going to be a manipulated indicator like the stock market is. So I like that idea. So we're going to come back and talk some more and get this, some more on this report, the Small Business Optimism Index by Bill Dunkelberg. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.